everybody. Good morning. Nice to see you all. Have we all had a good week? Oh, yes. We've had some yeses, yes. We've all had a good week. Welcome. Welcome to you all. Welcome to the people on the other side of this screen. It's nice to see. Well, I can't see you, but you can see me. It's nice for you to be there. So it's Don't laugh at me, David. Anyway, it's lovely. Whether you're here in person or on the other side of the screen, welcome. So, a quote from Mother Teresa. We need to find God, and God cannot be found in noise and restlessness. God is the friend of silence. See how nature, trees, flowers, and grass grow in silence. See the stars, the moon, and the sun, how they move in silence. The more we receive in silent prayer, the more we can give in our active life. But I think we need both. I think we've just proved that God is there, not just in the silence, but in the noise. So Holy Spirit, come and join us in our worship, whether it be silent worship or noisy worship. I know, Father God, you don't care, as long as we are worshiping. We thank you for being there for us. Come, Holy Spirit, come. We ask this morning. Lovely carol.
Good morning, everybody. Good to see you all again this morning. Do hope you've had a good week. I do know that for some people it has been a very difficult week this week for all sorts of different reasons. That's why it's just so good that we can actually come, can't we, together, spend time with our God, get the comfort, support and strength that we need, and also with each other as we share and we talk and we support each other. So it really is good that we're able to be together this morning. And those of you on YouTube, it's lovely to have you with us as well, although we can't actually see you at the minute. And I just hope that everybody will go out feeling better than when they came in maybe this morning. So today, I seem to have been mentioning this for ages, we're having our church meal at the Phoenix at Brinsworth after we've finished our service this morning. Table's booked for 1:30. If you could be there a little bit before, that'd be good, so we can kick off as soon as we can. I think everybody knows now, it's £15.95 per head. Just sit where you like, and everyone will pay for themselves at the end of the meal. Very simple, very straightforward. But you will find out a bit more about it when you get there, if necessary. I've put some menus on the table so you have a look before you order to see what you'd like to eat. Tomorrow, the 23rd, prayer and meditation at 9:30 in the morning via Zoom. Mums and Tots at Tuesday morning, 10 o'clock. An advance notice here for Sunday the 12th of February. It's a cafe church. We have these from time to time. They're down here at church at 10:30. If anyone's not sure what it's about, it's just a very informal way of meeting up, worshipping God. It's very informal. I suppose you could call it like a Sunday morning coffee morning, really. But there will be a little bit of a talk, but not for very long. No planned sung worship or anything. Just a time to come and sit together, enjoy being together, chatting, catching up. Bit of food. We always have to have food, don't we? So it's an excellent time to invite friends, family, maybe don't attend church regularly or not quite sure what it's about. So that's on Sunday the 12th. So we'll keep reminding you, just in case anybody forgets. But the newsletters will be out shortly and it'll all be in there as well. So just give us a ring if you need anything. We're always here at the end of the phone. Thank you.
So, as you know, we are continuing in our series in Unanswered Prayer. I'm not sure how you've been finding it over the last couple of weeks, but some of you feeding back are enjoying it, finding it a bit challenging, and of course it is there, and it is challenging. But the more we engage with it and the more we focus with it, the deeper understanding that we may be able to hear God of what he's saying to us in these situations that we find. So we're in our third week, but just before we come to that, a quick recap where we've been. So in the first week, we were looking at engaging with the silence. And what does that look like when we find that God is silent in our prayers, in our situations? And of course, we heard from Bob Sergey there, the guy that had the vocal injury for some 28 years and still has that today, unfortunately. But how he was able to speak very little, but in such a powerful way by saying, "I don't understand, but I love you. I don't understand you, but I love you." And then last week we heard how we engage in a sense with how we're going to get through this. How are we able to get through the situation that we're facing? And of course we heard from Simon last week of how he went through that terrible ordeal of losing his wife. But yet in the pain and in the anger and in the frustration, he found that God was at work within his life. Still may not understand or understood, but he saw that God was there through with him at all times. And then this week we look at how prayers aren't working in a sense, but in that difficult, most biggest theological question: why does a loving God allow terrible things to happen? It's a difficult question, and I'm sure it's a question that maybe we've all asked from time to time. But it's one that we must wrestle with. And it's one that can take us sometimes on a more painful journey, but one that when we do begin to wrestle with it, will enable us to see where God is at work. And actually, we may not see that God doesn't allow things to happen, but is right there with us in the pain of it. He's not necessarily causing these things to happen. As I've reflected on this throughout the years, many, many times, I often come back to that question, but why God though? Come on, what is it about these situations I'm facing that you've allowed to happen? And when you begin to wrestle, when you begin to look at the circumstances, actually, for me personally, I found that actually it wasn't God causing this, but actually was right there in the pain and amongst it. An example, when I lost my stepfather when I was 13, he died of cancer. And I couldn't quite understand that, but when I reflected over the years and looked back, it's because he smoked like a chimney. And that caused the cancer. But yet, it wasn't God's fault because of that, because he chose to do that. And then when I lost my mum in my early 20s, it wasn't because God caused that, it's because she got drunk every day and at that particular point fell down the stairs and cracked her head. Fact of life. I don't say it blasé, it's just how I've learnt to deal with things. And if you understood that relationship, then you kind of see where I'm coming from. But I couldn't blame God for that. But I did sometimes question why. Or the countless friends that I've lost, who I served in the military with, where they've taken their own lives. I don't blame God for that, but I don't understand sometimes why that happened. But yet I can see God through there in the pain and in the mystery sometimes. So this session that we look into, I'm not going to lie, it's going to be difficult, I am sure. But we wrestle with it. In a moment, we're going to hear from Alan, and Alan's going to share his story, as we've been seeing through the previous weeks. Again, for those at home, we're going to be closing this link in a moment, but you'll have the information as you've been seeing throughout the weeks. I encourage you to engage with it at home. And again, after you've seen it and gone through it, if you want to get in touch, please do that. And we can go through and work through some of those questions that you may still have. But in a moment, we'll read this passage. We'll see this video, but we're going to read this passage. And if you want to find it in your book, in your Bibles, and we'll look at that as you're going through the video and then in your groups talking, it's on page 853 of the Church Bibles, 852, 853. It's Mark chapter 15. You'll know these verses very well. It's where Jesus is, in a sense, separated from God. Not yet, we'll cut it in a minute. I'll let you know when we're going to cut it, don't worry. It's where Jesus is literally separated from God. And we pick it up in chapter 15, about verse 33. And at noon, darkness came over the whole land until 3 in the afternoon. And at 3 in the afternoon, Jesus cried out in a loud voice, "Eloi, Eloi, lema sabachthani," which means, my God, why have you forsaken me? And of course, that passage carries on, as you know and as you may read it. But in there, Jesus asks that very question, my God, why have you forsaken me? Now, I don't know about you, but when I often read that, my mind immediately jumps to another passage where God says, I will never leave you nor forsake you. But yet Jesus is here asking this very question, why have you forsaken me? And we'll come to look at that in a moment. But as we do, I'm going to end this session for those that are live streaming from home. Again, do engage with the whole of the video. Do engage with the questions. All the information is there for you. Do join us next week as we continue in this service. But for now, take great care. God bless and thank you.